I'd like to call this regular meeting of the Crawford County Quorum Court, March 16th, 2026. Roll call, Madam Clerk.
Lloyd Coe. Jason Cox.
Here.
Stephen Johnson.
Here.
Brad Martin. Morgan Morgan.
Here.
Lonnie Myers.
Here.
Jason Pepys.
Here.
Mark Schaefer.
Here.
Donna Staten.
Here.
Kyle Stinchcomb.
Here.
Tia Woodruff. Kevin Arnold.
Here.
Kevin Bell.
Here.
You have 10.
Okay. And quorum. Okay. You received in your packet the minutes from the regular meeting of February 17th, if you had a chance to look at them.
Second.
Justice Pepys, Justice Morgan second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? We also have the minutes from the budget, technology, and health and welfare.
Motion to approve.
Second.
We have Justice Morgan, Justice Stinchcomb second on those. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? You received your reports in your packet.
Motion
to approve. Look at them. Justice Morgan.
Second.
Justice Johnson second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Committee reports. I don't know if this is exactly the proper place to do this, but I'll talk about a couple of things in committee. One thing I know that y'all know, I believe it was last year, that the VFW came to us wanting to look at purchase or lease of some property that's up behind the health department. And they're still like to do that. After speaking with Mr. Holmes, I don't know that it's legal we could sell it to them without having to put it out for bid, open it up, so we could possibly lease that to them so they can build a new VFW facility. And I think in the plans what they're wanting to do, they're also wanting to make that, when they build it, make it a storm shelter open for people too, so that would be an asset to the community. So, yes.
Can we legally lease it to them for a dollar?
Yep.
Is that what you're talking about?
Yes, sir. Yeah, and, I'll have legal draft a contract to look into that, do a, you know, a dollar a year lease for 99 years or whatever, you know, to look at doing, if everybody's good with that. If you look at that data, it says it's about 12 acres, but if you draw it out, it shows it's about 9, so, we'll probably get a survey on it just to know exactly what it is, and we can have that description wrote up in the contract as well.
It'd be good to have a storm shelter for
kids. Yes. So I'll work on getting something drafted up for that. excuse me. Also, I've been in conversation with Baptist Health on our hospital on the lease. You know, that lease is coming up in 2028. Been talking to them, trying to see where they stand on things. You know, they don't like the lease that we have. And from my understanding, talking to different ones, it is a pretty exceptional lease. Most places don't have a lease of that magnitude, you know, that what they give us for that hospital. So they'd like to try to do some type of a negotiation on that, you know, possibly over a few years period. Even mention, you know, to try to help us out, maybe come 2028, at least another year extension on the lease, you know, to try to work on some things. So we're still in negotiations with that. He did say that, you know, there is some things that needs to be upgraded in that building. And, you know, they're over all the maintenance and stuff of that. But I told him that, you know, we'd like to meet and take a look at it and see what they have done and what still needs to be done. Look out there, see if there's any type of funding that can help on that to help upgrade it. So I know some of you have shown interest in maybe doing a tour of the place, and he is open for that. So anybody that would like to get together, you know, we could set it after hours, you know, so everybody could be there if anybody's interested in and during the tour of the facility and talking with them and seeing what they have and what they need. So,
does the contract have to pass the on board?
Well, it has to be upgraded, yes. I mean, the contract lease is up in 2028. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I mean, any type of contract, yeah, it has to come to here.
So that, do they have just the emergency room and that now?
To my knowledge, that's all they're using right now, you know. And, I mean, there's a lot of the facility that they're not using.
Right. Likely.
And we are looking at some other avenues as well. But, you know, we certainly want to work with them if at all possible.
Seems like they, we could get this medical college to maybe work with them. They'd have an emergency room to have their students work in and things like that.
Sure. Are y'all interested in having a tour of the facility?
As many times as my kids have been in there, I could probably guide the tour, Chad.
Yeah.
I've used the fire out of that emergency room.
Well, I'll get with him and I'll get a few available dates that he has. And send it out and see who would be available to take a look at it and see what we can come up with to negotiate something on that. Comments from the public on the agenda. Okay.
And one last question. Doesn't all the hospital lease money go into the general fund?
Yes.
It's a big hit.
Yeah.
What is that?
It's $775. All right, judge's notes, got a few things here to mention that we have to. Road department, they're still fixing potholes and everything. You know, we're fixing to get kicked off on the asphalt for the year. Just a few things that they're going to be doing this year. They're in the process of widening out Dean Road that cuts through from Dean Springs to Ball. We're going to overlay that road, make it a wider road. We're going to finish connecting Freedom Valley Road to Ball Road through there with hard surface. We're on hard surface 2 miles of Times Tower Road up north of Chester. We're going to do about another half a mile across Lanes Road into the bottoms. And then a few culvert situations we have on Nauman Bend, Old 88, Uniontown Road. So, and that's just a few to name of what they're going to do, but I kind of give you the scope around the county of what they're doing this year. Does anybody have any questions on anything that they're doing on that? Okay, I already mentioned those two.
Well, I guess on... not Peach, but what's the one that crossed from Lud's? I think Highway 71 has finished all their boring under there.
Yes, they finally come back and we had a meeting with them and they reconcreted all their digouts and everything they had on that.
Is the county going to do, are they going to overlay that or is it just going
to... We're looking at into doing that because it's still patched up, yeah. We were on for quite a while to get that completed there.
Well, they're having their meeting tomorrow night. That's one reason I asked.
Yeah.
The question will probably come up.
Another deal, speaking of them, we did have a meeting with them a couple of months ago about we're wanting to finish out Belmont Road down to Ridge. And when we get our clearing done, then they're going to move the line. Their water line over to the edge of the right of way, so it'll be out of the road and anything. And we'll work with them with any sleeves that need to go across the road or anything. So, they've been very good to work with. Another thing that we have to mention in the minutes is we received our legislative joint audit back on that. Everything went pretty well. I'll just tell you, they did have one finding in here, and it slipped through the cracks and will not happen again. Back in 2024, we leased some dump trucks from a local company, and we also bought one, too. The leased trucks was run through HGAC, which is a buying source where you don't have to bid it. It fell through the cracks that they did not run the one that we bought through HGAC, and we did not bid it, so that is a written finding on our legislative audit. So it was a hit, but I can assure you that it won't happen again. And they know that too. So everything else, like I say, went through pretty good. I don't know if any of you had a chance to look through it. Is there any questions on the audit?
I had a couple.
Okay.
They mentioned several times about our accounting method. It's legal in the state. They recommended using the GAAP standard.
I'm not sure. Where is that at? In here.
Well, I didn't make a note of what. Says that we're using a regulatory basis. It's almost like a cash basis of the county.
Mm-hmm.
Meet GAAP standards.
Mm-hmm.
And it's more like an accrual type of county. And I just put a question here. How hard is it to switch to GAAP standards? And the adverse opinion was secure lower interest rates for the county if we had this different accounting method.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And we can start to look into that and see where we can go with that. Did you have another one, sir?
Yeah. Bonded debt? We don't have any bonded debt. Is that right?
That's correct.
And so we could have up to $89.6 million in bonded debt. We don't have any, right? In our short term, finance line is $24
million. Mm-hmm.
I think we have a total of $3 million. It's like it's all equipment. $3,300,000, right?
That's in equipment. Now I will tell you they picked specific things out to look at in that. I know we have more equipment than $3 million worth of equipment.
Well, that's what's out in finance.
Oh, debt. I'm so sorry.
Finance right now. Anyway, I was impressed that that's the amount of debt. Is that true? That's our total debt.
That should be correct. Yeah.
You want to run it up?
I'm just being
honored.
You have the ability to borrow almost $100 million.
Sorry,
$3 million of debt.
Yeah, that should be correct. Over like a lot as far as debt, as far as leases and things like that.
There you go.
Yeah.
Our grandkids aren't strapped with that debt. Like other forms of government.
Yeah. Does anybody have any more questions on the audit? One other thing that I would like to mention, keep the Prager family in your prayers. Mr. Larry Prager, you've probably seen him here before. He passed away this weekend. He's a former Arkansas state representative from 1999 to 2004. He was 25 years on the Crawford County Board of Education, and he also worked at the road department too, so he spent many, many years of his life in public service. So we do appreciate him and just remember his family and your thoughts and prayer. Okay. Moving on. Call for old business.
Right. After a meeting that we had with the owners and the people that were the gentleman that was had the complaint, I'd like to make a motion to withdraw ordinance 2026-02.
We have a motion to pull ordinance 2026-02 off the floor. We have Justice Pepper's second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Make a motion to place ordinance 2026-03 on the floor.
Move to approve.
Well, that's the second reading, is that right?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
I can make up a motion to just withdraw that.
If that's what you'd like, yes.
To withdraw.
Okay. We have a motion to withdraw ordinance 2026-03 off the floor. Justice Morgan second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Call for new business. Place ordinance 2026-10 on the floor.
Motion to approve.
By title only. We have Justice Morgan, Justice Tinchcombe second. Please read Ordinance 2026-10 by title only.
Crawford County, Arkansas, Emergency Ordinance 2026-10. Be it enacted by the Quorum Court of Crawford County, State of Arkansas, an ordinance to be entitled, an Emergency Appropriation Ordinance amending the Budget Ordinance Number 2025-33 to appropriate additional funds and approve additional expenditures to the Crawford County 2026 budget for various departments, transfers, and for their other purposes.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Justice Morgan, Justice Arnold second. Any discussion? Roll call, Madam Clerk.
Lloyd Coe. Jason Cox.
No.
Stephen Johnson.
Yes.
Brad Martin. Morgan Morgan.
Yes.
Lonnie Myers.
Yes.
Jason Pappas.
Yes.
Mark Schaefer.
Yes.
Donna Staten.
Yes.
Kyle Stinchcombe.
Yes.
Tia Woodruff. Kevin Arnold.
Yes.
Kevin Bell.
Yes.
Nine yes, one no, three absent. Okay. It passed.
Do we have any announcements? We have a motion to adjourn. Justice Pappas, Justice Morgan second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Court is adjourned.